rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Politics Without the Boring Bits is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. No doubt connectivity is a must in Westminster, and it certainly helped us to get this episode created and distributed to you listening right now. BT already connects more than 1 million businesses and public sector organisations, offering secure and reliable connectivity. Nearly three quarters of people running a business or side hustle feel they couldn't do so without reliable broadband and mobile connectivity. That's why having connectivity you can count on is a must for business, whether it be facilitating multiple devices being connected at once, or making team calls or guest Wi-Fi access for customers. BT's connectivity helps keep you and your customers happy. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
Hello and welcome to part two of the Red Box podcast quiz of the year. I'm Matt Chorley, taking a look back over the year in politics and what we can remember of it. If you haven't listened to part one yet, this might not make any sense. If you have listened to it, it might not make any sense either. Going into the second half, the scores are Times journalist Lucy Fisher and Patrick Kidd are on 20 and a half. Times columnists Daniel Finkelstein and Matthew Powys are on 8 and a half. And MPs, Conservative Johnny Mercer and Labour's Ruth Smeath are on 13. Now, in the part one, we pulled our crackers. Now we're going to do the jokes. So let's start with you, Patrick, as your job is to write jokes.
I'm worried that some of my best material might come out. but we start with, what is the biggest ant?
I don't know, Patrick. What is the biggest ant?
An elephant. Elephant.
Elephant. Well done, Ruth. At least we've got Ruth here to just the sound of rustling of Christmas hats. Lucy, what was your joke?
Why does Santa have three gardens? So he can ho, ho, ho.
Very good. Ruth?
They're getting worse. Where do cows go on a Saturday? The movies. Oh.
Johnny?
Where does Tarzan buy his clothes from? A jungle sale. Jungle sale.
Oh, yes.
Very good. Matthew's still dissecting his cracker.
For my joke and now for my glasses, talk among yourselves.
Danny, do you want to give us yours?
Yeah, it doesn't actually make any sense, this, by the way. Maybe it's just me. Why didn't the skeleton go to the New Year's party? And the answer is he had no body to go with. But isn't...
Yes.
Yeah.
The skeleton is a body.
Nobody hasn't got a body.
Well, can we do mine? It's absolutely brilliant. What do you get if you cross an apple with a Christmas tree? A pine apple.
Very good. Mine was, how do you make gold soup? Put 9 carrots in it. All right, there we are then.
You could have spent more on the Christmas crackers,
to be honest. Absolutely not. You've had homemade...
Did you make the crackers as well?
I'll be honest, I spent more time on the making of the mince pies than I did on the crackers. Right, let's crack on then. This is what we're calling round five, because it follows on from part one. So round five is called Exit Stage Left. Nobody is unsackable, Theresa May said, before proving herself unable to sack anybody. There were plenty of comings and goings, though, this year, and so we've got three questions per team on the people who came and went in 2017. Well, let's start with the columnists, because they're doing so well. Mm. I have no desire to rock the boat now, and anyone who interprets my decision to leave in that way is just plain wrong. Which Labour MP stood down to take on a prestigious role earlier this year?
Tristram Hunt.
Tristram, the second half of the question basically gave it away, but Tristram Hunt is the correct answer. He went on to direct the V&A. Michael Fallon resigned from the Cabinet in November, but in what year did he first become a minister?
I think he was a minister in the government in which he lost a seat in 92. So I would say 90.
1990 is the correct answer.
Well done.
Good knowledge.
And finally, Baroness Trumpington resigned her seat in the House of Lords at the age of 95. What did she... How did she protest at a speech by a friend, Lord King, during the Lords debate?
Two fingers.
She flicked in the V's. Oh, that is absolutely right.
Jean Trumpington. She was asked why she'd chosen Trumpington for her title, and she said she lived halfway between two villages in Cambridgeshire. One was called Trumpington and the other was called Six Mile Bottom.
Very good. OK, the politicians now. How many jobs did George Osborne have before he resigned from Parliament to take up the role as editor of the Evening Standard?
Was it six or seven?
I think he only had five then.
Well, it says six here. Six, so as yeah. you said six, Ruth, you can have a point.
Thank you very much.
Although you did basically say all numbers. which Labour MP, who served as Jeremy Corbyn's shadow education secretary for 2 days before resigning, announced they would not stand again as a candidate in this year's election? A dear and valued colleague, Ruth.
Someone who made a deep impression on me.
Pat Glass.
Pat Glass is the right answer. Well done. And finally, number three, I have no doubt at all that Theresa May will continue to serve and work hard as Prime Minister and do it brilliantly. Who said that as they resigned this year?
David Cameron. Oh, Osborne.
No. Anyone else? Shout out somebody who resigned this year.
Resigned or didn't fight the election again?
No, it's resigned. It's not
Lord Foulkes.
No. The answer is Fiona Hill.
Five.
And we can trust her judgment on all these matters. And finally, the journalists. How many people tracked Priti Patel's plane from Kenya to London as she came home to be?
22,000.
Is the correct answer, which is also the number of people she met in Israel. number two, I will leave amicably, cheerfully, and in the knowledge that we won. Who said it and what were they leaving? I will leave amicably, cheerfully, and in the knowledge that we won.
Paul Nuttall.
You're very close. It was Douglas Carswell quitting UKIP. And finally, why was Michael Heseltine sacked as a government advisor?
Can I do this?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
He voted against the government on the European bill.
He did, on Article 50. It's the correct answer.
It's not my favourite Heseltine story of the year, though.
Go on.
The revelation that he strangled an Alsatian.
I think that was last year.
Was that last year?
I think it was last year.
Yeah.
I think
we strangled a spaniel this year.
I think we did that in the quiz last year. And he's still a very good story. Followed up by Theresa May being genuinely funny when she told Boris the dog was put down. When he compared himself to the dog. Right, the next round is called Who Said That? If politicians can do nothing else, they can talk. So in this round, we want to see how much of what they say that you can remember. Each team will get a list of quotes. One person will read them out, doing their best impressions, and the other person guesses who said it. Each team will have 1 minute. Looking at the scores, would you believe the columnists are still in third place? So you can go first. Who's going to do the reading and who's going to do the guessing?
I'll do the reading because Dan is more likely to do the guessing.
Okay.
I mean, to get it right.
You have to find your glasses, though.
Yes, I found them.
It's a bit like Christmas. There we are. Where are my glasses?
It's more because Matthew's radio voice is so wonderful.
That is true. Him doing them in his best possible. So let's just set the clock. Right, here we go then. Matthew Paris, Daniel Finkelstein, your minute starts now.
Mutton-headed old mugwump.
Oh, that's Boris.
It's correct.
What's the requirement of my job? I don't have to be very clever.
David,
I don't have to
David
know.
David Davis.
I accept that in meeting organisations and politicians during a private holiday in Israel...
How pretty, Adele.
If we don't back Theresa May, we'll have no Brexit.
Jeremy Hunt.
This is not about promoting an individual. It's about having a proper and full leadership election.
Is it Owen Smith?
Nope.
No.
Carry on. The Foreign Secretary is living proof that the woolly mammoth can return from extinction.
Oh my God. I don't know what that is.
This is bollocks. It's untrue. You really can't just go around making this stuff up.
Is that Boris?
Nope. he opens his mouth, but the words don't come out. He's choking. Now everybody's joking, and the clocks run out.
Matthew Paris rapping is definitely a high. I keep going. Your time is up. Your time is up. I was going to say well done. You started off well. A good four in a row.
Yeah.
This is not about promoting an individual. It's about a full and proper leadership election with Grant Shapps, when he, of course, boasted that he'd got 30 people to put their names to a letter Theresa May to go, but they all turned out to be his aliases. The Foreign Secretary's living proof that the woolly mammoth can return from extinction was Alan Duncan about his boss, Boris Johnson. This is bollocks, it's untrue, was Emily Thornberry confronting Michael Fallon and Andrew Marr. And he opens his mouth, but the words don't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's joking now, and the clock's run out. It was Ian Duncan Smith rapping Eminem on Good Morning Britain. another highlight.
What was Emily saying was bollocks?
That's the sound of a can of Diet Coke being opened for the benefit of listeners at home. I think
Donald Trump's just walked in.
It was, I can't remember. It was some, one of that sort of, you know, Emily Thornberry wants to shut down the army or something. One of those sort of Tory attack lines against Labour, which worked so well in June. Right, let's move on. The politicians now. Who's going to do the reading?
I'm reading.
Right, Ruth is volunteered, so you're guessing,
okay,
Johnny.
Cool.
Okay, then.
In fairness, he volunteered me.
Here we go. Ruth Smith, Johnny Mercer, your minute starts now.
Part of your education ought to be teaching you about, you know, how you can grow a carrot.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Nope.
Scotland is much loved across the whole country.
Boris.
No.
I could have told nobody I'd joined the Lib Dems. I could have merely shown my allegiance in the privacy of the voting booth, but I didn't.
Vince Cable.
I'm not Natalie.
Natalie.
Smell my spaniel.
Ah, Tim Farron. Good man.
Well done.
The Theresa May I speak to privately is very different to the one I see in public on the television. I do think she's overcoached.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, thank God you got that right. I am Monsieur Zen.
Who?
Monsieur Zen.
No idea.
I've never been caught in a paedophile gang or anything.
Crikey. I've never been caught in a paedophile gang.
Well, your time is up, but it's such a good
quote.
I don't
know where to start with that.
So, let's go through those. I think you got two. That's done very well. Part of your education ought to be teaching you about, you know, how to grow a carrot was Emily Thornberry, the much discussed Emily Thornberry. Scotland is much loved across the whole country was Andrea Leadsom. I could have told nobody I'd joined the Lib Dems with Rachel Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm not Natalie was Leanne Woods speaking to Paul Nuttall. I think kept calling her Natalie during the TV debate. Paul, I think Paul Nuttall might be my just highlight.
He might be the hero.
2017.
You know? I am
Monsieur Zen was Jeremy Corbyn. And I've never been caught in a paedophile gang or anything, was Paul Nuttall, the tremendous...
This guy's a legend. He is the hero of 2017.
He is the hero of 2017.
That's when he was trying to justify the Hillsborough stuff.
Yeah, we came in here struggling to find a hero of 2017. We found
I think we can all... It's something we can all rally about. Very good. Well, I was going to say very good. I mean, you got two. you know, you're joining in. Right, now on to the journalists. Who's reading? Lucy's reading.
The one that was probably most suitable for me was chasing a badger across Dartmoor, capturing it and breaking its neck with one's bare hands.
That sounds like David Davis.
Incorrect.
Moving on. You don't know it. You're logging into your iPad here. You've announced a major policy and you don't know how much it will cost.
Oh, that was speaking to Diane Abbott. Was it John Humphreys?
Nope.
I think I have shown the typical calm of a mountaineer. If I ever truly get
Barnier,
angry...
Michel Barnier.
Great. The farmers weren't too pleased about that.
Oh, Theresa May, talking about wheat.
Yes.
Yes.
I work every single day to bring forward the end of Corbyn's tenure in office.
Clive Lewis.
You seem to be a bit of a glum bucket.
That's Quentin Letts to Theresa May.
Harry can't actually fly a helicopter. He just sits there.
Oh, the Emma Dent coach.
Vroom, vroom.
Very good. Very good. Particularly, I mean, I think you got four right, but I think you can have an extra point for doing accents.
Yes.
Although I think Patrick's confirmed he's never heard Clive Lewis speak, if he thinks that's what he sounds like.
I didn't know. Weren't we supposed to do accents? I mean, I just thought all of mine were Matthew Paris.
Well, because I can't do accents.
So the ones that you got wrong, strangling, chasing a badger across Dartmoor, capturing it and breaking its neck with one's bare hands was Henry Patterson. Bolton, the UKIP leader. It was in his first major interview as UKIP leader, he boasted he could kill a badger with his bare hands.
Sounds like a normal chap.
Proving that at least UKIP now treats black and white equally. Mm. Number two, you don't know what you're logging into your iPad here, was Emma Barnett to Jeremy Corbyn when he had trouble with maths. The fact that you had so many people who it might have been in the Labour Party tells you something, Patrick. I work every single day to bring forward the end of Corbyn's tenure in office is the hugely effective Lord Mandelson, because that's not happening. You did also, you skipped over one of my favourite quotes of the year, Lucy. The worst thing, there's a bonus point here for anyone, the worst thing about having a donkey is what to do when they die. Keir Starmer, who gave a speech in the press gallery in Parliament and gave a very long extended story about how his parents used to keep donkeys and the process you have to go through when they die. Good. Well, I'm glad we've cleared all of that up. So the scores as they stand, there's some action. So currently in third place, the columnist was 16.5, but only half a point ahead of the MPs on 17, and the reporters have got 26.5. So I think it's probably a fight for second place, if we're honest.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
You eat cheese in the sink?
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times radio app.
That brings us on to round seven and play your Farages right. This year, Nigel Farage complained that he is 53, separated and skint, the poor thing. The biggest shock, though, is that he is only 53. So I'm going to test you on whether you think other well-known people are older or younger than Nigel Farage, in keeping with the popular play your cards right. You need to say whether or not their age is higher or lower. We'll go around the table. You're taking one at a time. So we'll start with Patrick and Lucy. Brad Pitt, higher or lower than Nigel Farage?
He's older. Matt wrote it in his Redbox this week.
Very good. You're testing your reading of Redbox. He's 54, amazingly. 3 months older than Nigel Farage. Ruth and Johnny, Halle Berry, older or younger?
Older.
I was going to go younger, but...
Well, there's a division. Clear the lobbies.
We
younger.
Lose all of those.
Younger.
You've got to go younger. That's the right thing to do. It's the correct answer. She's 51. Matthew and Danny, Theresa May.
Older.
Older is correct. She's 61.
We should have said smell my span. Oh, no, sorry. No.
You can do it. It's complicated.
You can do that later. Patrick and Lucy, Madonna. Older or younger than Nigel Farage?
Must be older.
Older.
Older is correct. She's 59. Ruth and Johnny, Tom Cruise.
He's older.
Older.
He is, but only just 55. Matthew and Danny, Melania Trump.
Younger.
Younger's 47. Patrick and Lucy, Debbie McGee. The
older.
Lovely Debbie McGee.
She's 58.
Yeah.
59, in fact. Maybe it depends which bit of Wikipedia you're reading.
Does he get the point taken off for lunging at a correct, sort of specific answer and being wrong?
I think generally in politics these days, lunging is banned under all circumstances. Ruth and Johnny, Nick Clegg.
I think he's younger, actually.
Yeah.
He is younger. He's 50. Danny and Matthew, Times columnist Philip Collins.
He's younger.
He is younger. Just
because I visited his 50th birthday not very long ago.
I wasn't invited.
Was anybody else here invited to Phil Collins? unbelievable.
Exclusive. It's me and Cherie.
Patrick and Lucy, George Clooney, older or younger than Nigel Farage?
I think older. What do you think?
Yeah, that's older.
56 is correct, so he is older. Ruth and Johnny, Noel Gallagher.
Younger.
It's correct. He's 50 this year as well. Were you at his party as well, Danny? Danny and Matthew, Paul Hollywood.
I don't know who he is.
I do know who he is.
The man off of the Great British Bake Off.
I think he's almost the same. I would think he was younger.
He is. He's 51.
Yeah.
Patrick and Lucy, Marie Le Pen.
Older, I think. Older?
Incorrect. She's younger. She's 49.
Sorry.
Ruth and Johnny, Simon Cowell.
Older.
is correct. He's 58. And finally, Matthew and Danny, Henry Bolton, who I don't need to tell you is...
Yeah, I think he's older.
Yeah. He's not. But he is older. He's correct. Who is he?
I'm the leader of the UKIP.
He is the leader of UKIP. We discussed it about 2 minutes past.
Yeah. Yeah, they slipped from the mind.
Well, it was Henry Bolton when I wrote the quiz. It might have changed while we've been in
here. He doesn't mean leaders of UKIP. He means things that you say.
Right, very good. Here we go then. We're moving on to our last round. Let's take a look at the points as we hurtle our way into the final round with 20 the columnists, with 22 the MPs, and with 30.5 the reporters. So all to play for. We've got 10 questions. Let's just do your buzzers again, Lucy and Patrick.
Nothing has changed.
Very good.
Oh, Jeremy Corbyn.
Very good. And Danny
Smell my Spaniel.
Smell my Spaniel. Very good. Okay, here we go then. Question number one. What is the name of Tim Farron's famous spaniel that invited us to smell? Clearly not that famous. The answer is Jasper. Question number two. Jeremy Corbyn.
Named after Jasper Gerald.
Well, we asked this question, whether it was named after the Lib Dem press officer. Former Times Diarist Jasper Gerald, and no answer was forthcoming, like so many questions that Tim Farron faced during the election campaign. Number two, which professional football team did Paul Nuttall claim he'd played for?
Nothing's changed.
Patrick Kidd.
I was about to say Tranmere.
Yeah. Tranmere is correct. Tranmere Rose. You're going to give that point to Danny?
Yeah.
Oh, the spirit of Christmas.
What? No.
How lovely.
No.
You've got so many points now. You're crumpling to my table.
No, because we're... It doesn't bother them, and competition for a Champions League place.
Whose side are you on? We should just become journalists.
Question number three. What did Theresa May admit she'd never tried during a trip to Japan?
Oh, Jeremy Corbyn, sushi?
No.
Nothing has changed.
Lucy?
Winning an election?
you were close in sushi, so it's something a local thing.
Sake?
No, an activity rather than the food.
Jeremy Corbyn, sumo
karaoke.
Not sumo. Karaoke is the correct answer, Danny. Well done.
She's never done karaoke. Has she been an MP?
Sensible lady.
Yes.
Sensible.
It's almost like she's no fun at all. although actually, I hate karaoke, and it's the one of her few redeeming features this year. That and the fact she doesn't like cats. Number four, which Labour MP elected this year as a former Welsh rugby national?
Oh, Jeremy Corbyn, Antonia, and I'm going to say her surname wrong. So can we just go with Tonia?
Tonia Antoniazzi.
Yeah,
the MP for Gowit is the correct answer. Question number five: what is the name of Ed Miliband's podcast? Not that we should be advertising it, really.
I don't know, but it's very popular.
It is very popular. It's not as popular as the Red Box podcast, of course.
Oh, no.
No. Like, the answer is reasons to be cheerful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Number six, what was the highest estimate that Diane Abbott gave of the cost of employing 10,000 police officers during a radio interview?
Smell my spaniel.
Oh.
No, you have.
Nothing has changed. Patrick?
36 million.
No. Danny?
300 million.
No.
Jeremy Corbyn, it was 10 million.
80 million was the answer we were looking for. Oh. Although, just that you shouting out numbers is a bit like listening to a Diane Abbott interview. Number seven, how many Tory mutineers made a front page splash over this government? Go on, Patrick. 15 is the correct answer. And it worked so well. Number eight, what was the surname of the Theresa erroneously tagged into Donald Trump's attempt to tweet the Prime Minister?
Jeremy Corbyn.
Go on.
May.
No, the actual name of the Theresa. Well, you're wrong, right, because it was at Theresa May. Her actual name is Theresa Scrivener.
I'll have a point, thank you very much.
Well, you can have a point. You can have a point for knowing the name of your leader. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Question number nine. Which Scottish MP faced criticism after missing a Commons debate on universal credit so he could referee?
Nothing has changed. Ross Thompson.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
No.
Douglas Ross
is the correct answer, Patrick. And finally, the last question. I don't think it's ever made an appearance in the bedroom. I've never had to try and sort of shoo it out. What was Philip May talking about? Patrick?
Red Box.
Red Box is the correct answer. He was talking about Theresa May's Red Box. Which brings us to the end of the quiz.
Oh, no. We've lost, Danny.
But don't give it away, Matthew. That's,
Manchester City, we sort of lost in the first round. After that, the probability of winning was really low.
You ploughed on regardless. So, a shock to no one, in third place with 23.5 are the columnists, in second place with 25 the MPs, but with 33.5 Once again, the reporters have done themselves proud, so well done to them. A very special thank you to all of our contestants, Patrick Kidd and Lucy Fisher, Daniel Finkelstein and Matthew Paris, and Johnny Mercer and Ruth Smeath. I'd also like to thank Redbox supporter Hannah McGrath for setting the questions and keeping score, and Alex Jakes for making the podcast sound brilliant, not just today, but all year. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and on your Android device, so new episodes, including a couple of specials over the Christmas break, download automatically, and sign up to receive the Redbox morning email at thetimes.co.uk/redbox. But for now, thank you for listening. Tell your friends and have a very Merry Christmas. We end 2017 much as we started. Theresa May is Prime Minister. Jeremy Corbyn clings on, obviously. And Brexit means Brexit, although no one still quite knows what that means. As a wise person has said, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. From me, Matt Jolly, it's goodbye.
Thank you for downloading. To discover more, head to thetimes.co.uk.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.